With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. It is Easter Sunday, the world's 2 billion plus Christians celebrating the resurrection. Sunrise services, the order of the day at many churches across this country, weather permitting. Those houses of worship will be swelling with congregants this morning. This year, for the first time in several, the Protestant and Orthodox liturgical calendars line up, meaning all believers are celebrating Easter on the same day. President Trump stepping up his attacks on Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The nation's central bank has enjoyed independence from politics for decades, but that independence is increasingly at risk as the president fumes about Powell and his decision not to aggressively lower interest rates.
I'm not happy with him. I let him know it. If I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast.
Many legal scholars agree that the president cannot fire Powell from the Fed's Board of Governors, but there is less agreement over whether a president can remove him as chair. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, the president's approval rating is inching upward. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
President Trump will begin the coming week with an approval rating of 51%, according to the latest Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll of likely U.S. voters. The survey released Friday also found 35% strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing. The president's approval rating has been climbing since reaching a low of 47%. On April 8th through 10th. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky accusing Russia of trying to create a, quote, impression of a ceasefire, saying Russian forces continued attacks despite President Vladimir Putin's unilateral declaration of an Easter truce. 59 instances of shelling and drone strikes today, we're told. This is SRN News. French President Emmanuel Macron says his government will recognize a Palestinian state in coming months. In an interview with French TV5, Macron said his decision is designed to bolster, quote, collective security in the region, suggesting that if Palestinians have a state, they'll stop attacking Israel. At the moment, Israel is involved in a war with Hamas in Gaza, which was sparked by an attack by that Palestinian terrorist group in October of 2023. France is home to the largest Jewish community in Europe, and Macron's announcement will likely be unwelcome to Jews. A new study has found that fewer women crossed state lines for abortions in 2024 than the previous year. One reason is likely the increasing use of abortion pills. The Guttmacher Institute has found that the number of abortions in states where they're legal increased by less than 1% last year, and the number of women crossing state lines to get them dropped by about 9%. State-level numbers changed far more dramatically in places where bans were in effect. This is SRN News. Millions of people belong to fantasy leagues, primarily in the NFL, but here's something totally different.
Interest in gymnastics peaks with the Olympic cycle, but the sport is popular year-round on the Gymternet, an online global community for devoted fans. Major growth in name, image, and likeness deals and streaming has been accompanied by a surge in fantasy leagues. This year, more than 7,000 women's college gymnastic devotees have found their way to the Gymcastic fantasy platforms, and it continues to grow. Jason Walker reporting.
In one small step for robot kind, thousands of them really, humanoid robots ran alongside actual humans in a half marathon in the Chinese capital yesterday. Robots of various makes and sizes navigated the 21.1 kilometer course supported by teams of navigators. This is SRN News.